are a lot of small museums around the country devoted to Americana and Arcania, museums devoted to the history of vacuum cleaners, fans, checkers, and personalities like Lawrence Welk. Independent producer Harriet Baskis is spending a lot of time these days visiting these museums for a radio series called Henrietta's Holiday. Today she takes us to Hollywood and the Max Factor Museum of Beauty.
Sometimes, on my way to the budget floor at the department store, I pass through the cosmetic section and take the tiny samples that the heavily made-up sales clerks thrust into my hands. I found myself fussing with those makeup samples before I visited the Max Factor Museum of Beauty. Would they take me seriously, or even let me in the door, if I didn't wear makeup? To my relief, the museum curator, Randy Koss, didn't inspect my face as he whisked me past the ornate Art Deco entrance, up the marble stairs, and into a world of makeup, beauty, and illusion.
It turns out that it's more than makeup. Everything Max made related to actors, motion picture, movie industry, it all intertwines with what Hollywood is.
It turns out that the Max and Max Factor was a Jewish barber and wig maker from Germany who came to Hollywood in the early 1900s. He was soon selling wigs and makeup to actors and actresses in the blossoming Hollywood film industry. The traditional heavy stage makeup wasn't working too well under the bright movie lights, so in labs behind his shop, Factor cooked up more useful items like pancake makeup, the eyebrow pencil, color TV makeup, and even lip gloss. Soon, moviegoers who wanted to look like their favorite film star were also coming to Max Factor.
Joan Crawford revolutionized lips because when she took that lip brush and she just painted her whole lip and made her bottom lip even larger. When the women saw this on the stage here in Hollywood, there's newspaper clippings that they ran out of the theater, sat down on the curb, and started reapplying their lips. It just changed everyone's lips. They went, wow, yeah, big lips are in. And of course, they were going out to buy the lip brush to help them try it on, and Max created the lip brush, so he was thrilled.
Factor also tried to perfect a long-lasting lipstick. He tested it by having a pair of employees stand in the middle of the store and kiss each other for hours on end. When they got tired of this, Factor replaced them with a mechanical oscillator, or kissing machine, which pressed two pairs of rubber lips together under 10 pounds of pressure. The correct pressure, according to Factor, for the perfect kiss. Factor also had a theory about color harmony for women. He decided that women with different hair colors should each have their own makeup combination. So in 1935, he built color-coded makeup rooms and threw a star-studded party to celebrate.
And Jean Harlow was here that night, and she cut the ribbon and dedicated the room for blondes only. And then if you had red hair, you went into a mint green makeup room. And in 1935, Ginger Rogers was a redhead, so she dedicated the room for redheads only. And if you had black hair, you were a brunette, you went into a pink and lavenderish room. And Claudette Colbert was here that night, and she dedicated that makeup room and cut that ribbon.
Max Factor even had a theory about the proportions for a perfect face. The space between your eyes should be equal to the length of one of them. The distance from the top of your forehead to your chin should be three nose lengths long. To measure all this, he invented the Beauty Calibrator, a machine that looks like a torture device for your head.
It's a structure with lots of metal and copper bands that go around your head. Screws, there must be about 60 screws in it, maybe more. So that whole thing, all it does is measure your face to the 1/1000th of an inch. They were looking for the woman in Hollywood who had the perfect face.
So, did Max ever find a face that measured up?
He didn't want anyone to be perfect because then he couldn't sell them his makeup, right?
On my way out of the museum, for purely journalistic reasons, I stopped by the discount beauty outlet right next door. I passed over the green eyeshadow in favor of invisible foundation, something I still haven't figured out how to use.
Harriet Baskis and her Real Women Productions are based in Seattle. She's producing a radio series about offbeat museums called Henrietta's Holiday.